We are talking this month about the power of understanding wisdom. Like I told us last week, that everything that we learned last week, we are still going to jam them together for the next 1, 2, 3, 4 months as God wanted. My scream is not praise the Lord. One of the reasons is that we come to learn to the book of Luke 2, talking about Jesus, verse 40, that the child grew and was strong in the spirit, thereby he is filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Let us say the favor of God was upon him, because grace comes by Jesus himself. So that is why I want to say that the rightful word there will be favor, because without Jesus dying, shedding his blood to deliver us, to set us free from the works of darkness, I don't think grace was available. But mercy, favor was always there. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are talking about the power of understanding wisdom. That means that wisdom is very crucial to our lives. Wisdom is very, very crucial to our destiny, to our day in, day out activities. And that is why God himself emphasized in the understanding of what wisdom is. Generally, we say that wisdom is the proper or the rightful application of knowledge. But we can see that you cannot apply knowledge well when you don't have what is called understanding. It is the power and the force of understanding that makes wisdom. So let me say, it is understanding that makes wisdom to be powerful. It is understanding that makes you to realize the fruitfulness of wisdom in your life. So we cannot know what can call you a wise person if you don't understand the matters around you. It is understanding that produces wisdom. So wisdom depends on what you understand. Not only what you know, but what you understand. Because knowledge does not profit anyone, except that knowledge has become something usable, and usable in a proper good way. That is when that knowledge becomes profitable unto you. You can use knowledge wrongly. It means that the understanding of that knowledge is unprofitable. Let me call it, it is carnal. It is fleshly. It is worldly. Because the Bible differentiates worldly wisdom to spiritual wisdom. So if we understand the knowledge of the Word of God not appropriately, if we understand it in a selfish way, it becomes a worldly wisdom. Not wisdom that brings peace, not wisdom that brings joy, not wisdom that promotes one's life in a profitable way, but the wisdom that makes one to be proud, selfish, and that is not the kind of wisdom that we attempt to be powerful for those who are the sons and daughters of God. I hope we understand that. He said in the book of the where we are taking our test from, Proverbs 2:6. He said, "For the Lord grants wisdom; the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding." The Lord God give wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So it is a gift that we get from God. If we go to the book of Corinthians, as I'm just thinking about it now, may God help me, oh, I have to resume. It's just because today is the first Sunday. That is why I just have to. If it were to be next week, I would have already laid down the topic of this month, and then next week I would have preached if I were to be working next week. Hallelujah. You see that the book of 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8, it tells us that for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. By who? By the same Spirit. That is why when we read that for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. If we go to verse 10, he said to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirit. This is also part of what we call, because if we categorize it as we do it in Bible school, we share it into three. We have the power gift. I don't even remember the remaining one again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, for to one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom. The spirit of the word of wisdom. So when the Lord God says that he gives wisdom, we should see it that it tallies to what we are talking about here. That when we are talking about the wisdom that will profit us, we cannot find it in any other place but the word of God. And the advice is this. In the book of Proverbs 4:7, he said, wisdom that we are talking about is principle. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all your getting, do what? Get understanding. And this understanding and this knowledge comes from one place, from God, so that we can understand what wisdom is. Praise the Lord. For us to understand what is wisdom, we have to pay attention to the knowledge of the word of God. And not only paying attention to the knowledge of the word of God, but also ask the Spirit of God to give us that spirit of discernment to help us so that we can know what is called what? Understanding. Because it is why we understand the knowledge of God that we can know and apply wisdom well. The Bible tells us, as we read last week, it says that, praise the Lord, it says unto us that my people are perished for lack of knowledge. And the reason why my people are perished for lack of knowledge is because they reject knowledge. And they die and they perish because they don't pay attention to understand what knowledge is. The book of Proverbs chapter 1 telling us the importance of this book that Solomon has written, explaining the advantage of this book of Proverbs that Solomon has written. He says from verse 2, he said, this proverb is written. Why is it written? To know first wisdom and instruction. That means that if you know wisdom, if you understand knowledge, you are instructed. That means it teaches you. It tells you what to do. That is what instruction is. Getting a map
having knowing, let me just put it down in a simpler way, knowing the next step to take. It is called instruction. And that power to follow that instruction, he brings then fruitfulness, manifestation of that which we focus to get, on that which is our target and our goal to receive. So he said, this book, when we go through it, I often tell my sons, I said, just read the book of Proverbs. You will get sense. You just read it. If you like, forget every other thing, but make sure you read the book of Proverbs. It helps. He said, to know wisdom and instruction. And to do what? To perceive the words of understanding. To receive, again, repeating the first thing, the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. This is the power of understanding wisdom. For if we understand wisdom very well, we will know how to judge rightly. We will know how to love people. We will know how to relate. He said to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and what? Discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Why? Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And in another place, it tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Praise the Lord. So the reason why he says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. He's telling you that if you pay attention to knowledge, you will get wisdom and you will be instructed on what to do. Praise the Lord. Because that makes you then become what? Wise. And we learned concerning Jesus that he increased in wisdom and status. And because of that, he had favor with man and with God. Amen. Even in the book of Colossians, we learned that this wisdom, because it is God that gives wisdom. And just like we already prayed at the time of prayer, and we also know in the book of James how important it is. He says, if anyone lack wisdom, everybody says, I am wise. Is that not it? But the fact is that if we cannot handle issues well in that area, we are foolish. In the area where we do not handle things well, we are not wise. So we have to realize where we have fallen short of wisdom. That is why James said, if you lack wisdom, ask of God, the giver of wisdom. Remember that even when talking about giving out gifts, he said it is the Spirit of God that gives to everyone to profit with her, to profit with it. So all these gifts that we are talking about, the gift of wisdom, the gift of healing, the gift of miracle, the gift of the spirit of discernment, the gift of faith, the gift of speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues, it doesn't just come like that. It comes how we ask of it from the Spirit and how we need it. God does just not throw it. It is all there, but it cannot be activated until we cry out for it, for what we want to use it for. That is why I told us that wisdom with instruction is what makes us to achieve that which we focus to achieve and that which we profit our destiny. So Colossians 1 from 9, it was so much important. in the heart of Paul. That Paul looked at the people of Colossians. He said, because of what I have heard from you. Colossians 9, you can take it to maybe 12. He said, because of that which I have heard of you, how you long and you love the things of God, I started praying for you concerning the things that you probably does not have in the fullness, so that you can be well equipped to know what to do. He was telling them, he said, I pray for you for this cause also, since the day we heard it. Do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom. Just like I just said, in all wisdom. This wisdom is according to how you need it. You need a child, there is wisdom. You need a husband, there is wisdom. You need wife, there is wisdom. You need step and meet, there is wisdom. You need profit in your business, there is wisdom. For the church to grow, for your marriage to grow, there is wisdom. That is why we are saying that whatever anyone wants to do with, in with in your own destiny, listen to the word of God that is speaking to that situation. You understand what I'm talking about? This is what is called paying attention to knowledge, paying attention to instruction, because it's not one wisdom that settles everything. The Bible tells us that all the treasures of knowledge and wisdom is what? Hidden in Christ Jesus. All the treasures. So, and here we have what Paul is saying. He said that we might be filled. Might there is not made. Might there means it depends on how you hunger for it. So he said that you, I desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom. In everything that you need, in everything that I need, and spiritual understanding. This is why he tells us in Proverbs, in all your getting, get understanding. Because this understanding is the power behind wisdom. Without understanding, and I like the way he put it here, spiritual understanding, like what I said before, you can apply wisdom worldly, carnally, in a way that profit, that you think profits you, but it is a way that drives you away from the kingdom of God. And when it is spiritual understanding, it connects you to your spiritual blessings, connects you to the program of God, connects you to the will of God. It makes God to be proud and pleased of you, and it makes you to have a certainty of where you are going to, that your journey with God is good, because wisdom and spiritual understanding is involved. So he said, I pray for you that you have, don't they disturb me from, praise the Lord, that we might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Amen. That, and when you see that you are filled with this, praise the Lord, Tarabaye. Rico Sharabaka Santuloba Kosontoleva. He said that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, be fruitful. In every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. My voice, self Lord, pass this microphone. Praise the Lord. I beg. After all, Jesus did not use microphone. Doesn't make I still use microphone. Okay, now. During his time, he was talking to thousands without microphone. So this one, no day. Do you see what I just explained? Hallelujah. He said, he's praying for them, and I pray that prayer unto you, that you not only might. might that you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you will walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, that you become fruitful in every good work, that you increase in the knowledge of God, thereby you will become strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. May the power of God strengthen you. He will strengthen you unto all patience, unto all long suffering, unto all joyfulness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thereby you will see yourself giving thanks unto God, the one who has made you, the one who has made you to become a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. Meaning that understanding the power of wisdom grants you the inheritance of the saints. It makes you become a partaker, because wisdom will lead you. Understanding wisdom, understanding instruction will lead you to do things, will make me to do things that will please God. And thereby, everything that God has programmed for your life, programmed for my life, all those things that he has blessed you with, that he has blessed me with, will become available in a ship way. That is how it is. Because you obey instruction. The word of God said it categorically, clearly, well. He said, if you hearken to my word, this word is instruction. Amen. I just said this one, so don't blame me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Even at times you might do things that look foolish, but the Bible said the foolishness of God is even wiser than men, than the wisdom of men. That is why they killed Jesus, because they didn't understand. The foolishness of God, the grace. How can it be that somebody had a dream? The name of the person is called Pharaoh. And then this young man came. The young man is called Joseph. How can you understand that dream if not that God has released the wisdom of that knowledge unto you? This is what we are talking about. What is it that you are after? What do you want to get? What do you need in your life? Tell God, give me wisdom. Make me to be able to open up to instruction concerning this issue, Father, so that I can reign. Look at Daniel. Daniel, the king said, tell me the dream and the interpretation. Abba, tell me the dream and the interpretation. You won't kill me. But the one that knows the secret of everything, the one that is able to search, not only did he tell Daniel the dream, but the interpretation. This is the gift of wisdom. That the wife of the king that Daniel served, years later, when there was similar problem with handwriting written on the wall. Let's go back to the first Proverbs chapter 1. When there was handwriting on the wall, and then the king said he's going to kill all the people that claim to be wise in his province. The woman said, no. There is one among us that have the understanding of the wisdom of God. That person is in our midst. During the time of your father, this man saved the whole nation by the power of wisdom. He was able to know the interpretation. He was able to know what to do. He said, let us call him. When we call him, things will turn around for good. Because he told your father Nebuchadnezzar what will happen. Your father did not listen, and he became an animal. There is nothing that the people have done against this person that they were not able to prevail. Their actions were frustrated because the power of wisdom. We are dealing with understanding. Another power of wisdom is called faith. The Bible tells us that wisdom works with faith. Because it sounds foolish what God will ask you to do. But when you hold on to the instruction, it produces well. See what is written here. It says that when you have wisdom,
I want to quickly see it, to perceive the word of understanding, to receive the instruction of to it doesn't say it, I have seen it. Eight.
He said to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the ways of the wise and their dark sayings. That was what was in Daniel. He was able to understand a secret saying, dark saying, something that is not everybody that can easily interpret. He saw the handwriting on the wall. He came there after he had sought the inquired of God, what will it be said? Mende.
Okay.
Nobody could read it because it was dark sayings. But the power of wisdom brought out. May you receive wisdom in Jesus' name. He said, God gives wisdom. May you receive wisdom. May you get wisdom from God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 11:30. He said, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that will a soul, because I want to cut them short now. Like I said, I'm going back to work. Next week, we'll be hearing more. He said, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that will soul is wise. We said it is following the instruction of God. September is the ninth month. This number nine means fruitfulness, means giving birth. It means increase. And he told us last week, he said, I will give you corn and increase it. And I will increase unto you men as flocks. And God is telling you, go out there and increase this ministry with the man that he has given unto you as flocks. For whoever win a soul is wise. It is stronger and more powerful because in the book of Matthew, he said, go ye into the world and preach the gospel unto all. Starting from Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, and to the nations of the world. Because, and then he added something with to it. He said, God will be with you. And we know, since God is the giver of wisdom, we should do things that will make God stay with us. Because he is the source. And whoever remain at the feet of the flowing river does not get dry. He is the source of wisdom. Stay at his feet to learn. He said concerning Mary, say, Mary has chosen the better part. How come does Mary choose the better part? She was listening to instruction from the mouth of the Father. So if you want to attain wisdom, if you want to follow an instruction of wisdom, the Bible says we so. Don't allow the things of God to become an adonkia to you. Jesus was so wise that he told his parents, don't you know that I will be about doing my Father's business? The Bible said they didn't understand what he was saying. But that was how he started his journey. That God at the end of the day gave him a name that is above all other names. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. The same way you and I, when we start responding to the things that God is asking us to do, he's telling us that this is one instruction from him that will make your matter to be matter to him. Bring people to the Lord. Don't be a divider of the church. be the one that unify the church. He said, I hate anyone that causes discord among brethren. You are not the one to be accepting the things that people are saying, which is called worldly and carnal wisdom. Say, but allow spiritual understanding to work in you. You are preaching the word of God and they are calling you fools. Preach it more. Tell people to come. Tell them that Jesus loves them. So whoever does that is wise. You are making your garden to be the Garden of Eden. That was how Jesus was strong in the spirit. And he was filled with wisdom. Because he made that which will make the Father happy, pleased in his matter, to also become his priority. Amen. So he said, if you win a soul, you are wise. For the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. What is the meaning of that? You will gain the works of your hand. So if you as a righteous person will gain the works of your hand, don't look at sin and think that they are free. They will even be punished more. Because at times when worldly wisdom is being applied, you will be thinking that, these people are making it more than me. That lie. We are supposed to make it more than them. But we are so much afraid to apply. That is why I shared it to the groups. I like what he wrote. And I've not told you what was in my mind, what was the topic of this month, and you wrote wisdom. The woman that missed Coke and Fanta and told the husband, remove my Fanta, give me my Fanta, then I will leave your house. Remove your Coke and give me my Fanta. Yeah. You want us to divorce? The woman asked, after so many years and so many children, he said, okay, let's just enjoy one little thing together. I said, this one, Rachel. I like this one. Let us enjoy it. She carried the Fanta, carried the Coke, mix it in one cup, give it to the man. He said, please remove your Coke and give me my Fanta. That one said, all the prayer of this world cannot even be able to separate it. And I like that. For what God has joined together, none can put asunder. It is only when those who are joined together want to put asunder. That is what I pick from that word of the man. Both of them had wisdom. The man said, all the prayers of this world will not be able to separate this thing. Meaning that why are you afraid when you have God in your life? Why should you be afraid if God said, no, I will be with you to the end of the earth? And you are willing so for him. Thereby he calls you a wise person. Because you are winning, so you are doing what you should do. This is what makes him to stand with Moses. For Moses said, I will not go in this journey if you are not with me. When we learned about Jesus, he said that God was with him. So he was filled with wisdom. Not only with man, but also with God. So if God tells you and I, that when we are with him, and he is so with us, nothing can separate us from his love. Why are you afraid? You shouldn't be afraid. Amen. So he said, and of course, praise the Lord, the man couldn't separate the Coke from the Fanta. Now could he separate the Fanta from the Coke? So, the woman said, I am staying, I'm going nowhere because you couldn't do it. And I just like the man, after the woman left, he said, this one I should know. This one I should know. I said before, uncle. But it was an understanding. This is what I'm saying. Because if he wanted to really do it, that wouldn't even stop him. But again, he allowed his mind to gain an understanding that we are for better and for worse. And that knowledge that the wife gave to him, said, come, we are not separable. is not done. That is past. We are now one. And then the man gained the understanding. Even though he didn't understand very well, he agreed to it. He said, okay, now cheating. But I am still saying, the good thing is he paid for the coke and for the fat and for the fat. I thought about that. Like I explained to you now, it gave me, you can see that little clip, the inspiration that it gave to me. Spiritual forces cannot be able to destroy when two are united. It was just a simple clip that I posted. Oh, that is what the inspiration that it gave to me. No battle, no power can be able to destroy the power of unity and love. No prayer can separate. And understanding keeps one together. And may God give us that understanding in Jesus' name. In the book of Psalm 111, he says unto us that the works of the hands of God are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever holy and reverent in his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding of all they that do his commandments. His name be praised forever.
Amen.
Everyone that does the commandment of God, they have good understanding, and thereby the name of God is praised forever, because whoever loves God obeys his commandments, and whoever obeys the commandment of God has what is called the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the power, another power of understanding wisdom. Not fear that you will be destroyed, but a reverence for the one who has created you. A reverence for the one who has made you in his likeness. And honor unto him makes one to follow the instruction. And if you remember what is written in the book of Deuteronomy 28, it said, if we obey diligently the word of God that he has given unto us today, meaning that on a daily basis, based on whatever it is that you are seeking wisdom for, he will always give a commandment. Concerning your next level, he will give a commandment. Deuteronomy 28, he said, if you obey the word of God that is given you this day. Can you get it, darling? We read that and then we close. He said, and it shall come to pass, if thou hearken diligently unto the voice of God, of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you, when? This day. There is a commandment of God for you today concerning whatever you are pursuing. Before all those blessings that he's naming, he said, and the blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. It depends on that which you are pursuing. As long as you obey the commandment of God on that particular issue, the blessings, the fruitfulness will overtake you and not remain with you. So it is not just jaga, 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 just obeying anyhow. It is obeying that which is according to what is befitting to your own destiny and to your own life. That is why we keep saying that a wise person does not follow. A wise person must have the spirit of discernment to know the instruction of God for that own very self. And that is what is called the power of understanding, wisdom. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name.